Cabinet is to work out long-term funding for managed isolation and quarantine before the end of this year. Figures provided to RNZ suggest the 32 hotels in use are costing taxpayers more than $2 million a day, and the system is on track to exceed its $500 million budget for 2020. Katie Todd reports.
In 7 months, more than 75,000 returnees have passed through the country's managed isolation and quarantine hotels. On average, each stay takes about $6,000 out of a $499 million pot of taxpayer cash. MB took charge of the system in September and spent $131 million in 2 months. That left it just $121 million to get it from the end of October to the end of 2020. The average daily cost of around $2.2 million works out more than a government department like DOC. But Victoria University senior policy researcher Michael Fletcher says the cost of letting COVID in would be far higher.
They would dwarf the cost that we're talking about in terms of these NIQ stays. Even the direct costs of, I hate to imagine what one night in ICU would cost the government, and that's only the immediate direct health cost.
The money is coming almost entirely from the public purse, despite a fees scheme that began in August. People returning to the country for less than 90 days are liable to pay $3,100 per person, plus $950 for each additional adult and $475 for a child. By October 25, MB says people were paying an average of $3,146 per room, and it had sent out 1,583 invoices. That means about $4.9 million will be repaid for those 6 weeks, representing roughly 3% of the total cost of accommodating 27,800 returnees during that time. On the streets of Auckland, people are largely in favour of charging returnees more.
Definitely. They've had enough time to get their affairs in order and come back earlier. I mean, where's the limit going to be?
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about that.
People coming to the country should be their responsibility to pay. So I don't think we as a taxpayer should be the ones paying for that.
Anyone who wants to come and visit New Zealand, obviously they should pay.
In a statement, COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins says Cabinet will review future funding for MIQ facilities before the end of this year. The intention is to provide a longer-term arrangement for 2021. University of Waikato Law Professor Alexander Gillespie thinks it will have to rethink its fee scheme.
For those people who are coming home effectively for a holiday or for commercial reasons, or for reasons which aren't about coming home permanently, or there's no humanitarian justification, then I think there's a fair case to say that an increased amount could be charged for quarantine, because otherwise those costs just fall on the taxpayer.
Mr. Gillespie would like the government to consider different managed isolation models for different budgets. He thinks the private sector could help.
As long as the rules are strict and adhered to with a great rigidity and that is enforced, I still think that having the military involved is correct. But whether we could have a cheaper budget model through the private sector is something that should be looked at. I think increasingly you'll have to start looking at that, like if there's debate about whether you want to bring students back into the country.
Despite the government giving the thumbs down to private arrangements back in August, Auckland Economic Development Agency, ATED, has continued to push for them. It spearheaded a group of business leaders who it says are in ongoing discussions with local and central government about expanding managed isolation. For Morning Report, call Katie Todd, TNA.